right.
Well, I don't have any other reason. Okay, yet, you know, so I feel good. You know, I've been working hard, and you know, I don't feel any different than last year or the year before. So I'm ready.
Off season wise, do you do anything differently in the last couple of years to prepare?
Really, same thing as far as just the last couple of months before camp. You know, really, really working. You know, not taking the vacations that I think most players probably do leading up to camp, take a few days or a week or whatever and go somewhere and relax. I continue to just work out those couple of months and be ready when camp comes around.
Some of these young guys progressing, and what kind of responsibility do you feel as kind of a defensive leader to help them?
Yeah, I think they're coming along. It's a lot been thrown at them, and they're going to, you know, still need a lot of reps, you know, to be comfortable in the defense. But at the same time, I think they're making strides. And the great thing about the team is that we have great coaches, great guys that know how to, you know, teach those young players how to get ready. And then as far as a veteran and knowing what to do and how to be, I throw in my little tidbits from time to time. But, you know, these guys have so much thrown at them. You try not to overwhelm them too soon or too early. You know, let them kind of get their feet wet, get into a groove. And then, you know, once the cuts are made and you know who's on the team, then you really start to buckle down and, you know, let guys know what it's all about.
I mean, if Al's able to come back at 100%, which everybody hopes, obviously, it seems like corner's getting pretty deep here. I mean, you get a lot of talent.
Yeah, we've got some talent. And, you know, again, talent is one thing, but going out and playing and making it happen is another. And Al is, I know he's making great strides. I've been able to watch him a little bit, his progression and coming back. And he looks good. You know, he's determined. You know, anytime you have an athlete of his caliber and they're determined to get back and play at the level that they've been playing at, they'll get there. And so we're confident that he'll be back.
Were you in contact with him during the offseason just every once in a while?
Yeah, we kept in touch. You know, I talked to him, and he just let me know that he was grinding and going through the grueling process again of trying to get back. And, you know, he went through a tough ordeal, you know, last year with that injury. And, you know, it was going to be a tough road back. But I think he's kind of met it head on. And, you know, he looks good.
Good. You had to predict. You think you'd be back for the Philly game?
You know, I won't make any predictions. I wouldn't bet against it.
Are you even going to see this weekend?
I don't know. Me and the coaches haven't talked about it yet. But I will, so we'll see.
Charles, you're a young Sam Shields kid.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's got the speed to be a corner?
He's definitely got the speed. You know, he's a fast guy. But, you know, again, he's a young guy, and he hasn't played at this level. And from what I understand, he only played defensive back maybe the last year of his college time, and now he's playing defensive back in the NFL. So still got a lot of learning to do. But, you know, one thing you can't coach is speed, and he has that. And so if he gets the defense down and understand, you know, little ins and outs of being a corner, he'll get better and he'll contribute to this team. I don't want to play in any preseason game, you know, but you know, me and the coaches, we'll work out a schedule, you know, of when to get in and when not to get in, and then we'll get ready for opening day. No. I mean, even if we didn't, we'd move a receiver over and let him play.
Brett Swain played a little DB.
Exactly. You know,
he's got some.
Believe it. Yeah. Okay.
Charles, are you nervous at all having a rookie in the secondary that probably will be the starter on opening day? Does that give you any pause?
I don't understand
Burnett,
that question.
Probably will be the starter back there in the secondary. Does that?
No, you know what? He hasn't given me any pause. You know, he's gone out there. He's made the proper checks and. Again, you know, it's all about how much has been thrown at these young guys, and a lot has been thrown at them. And so far, you know, he's risen to the challenge. Now, of course, it'll be a different deal once live action starts in that opening game. But as far as practicing right now, he's been doing well, and we'll get to see a little bit more in preseason game against other teams and that sort of thing. So he's looking good right now, and I wouldn't expect anything different.
Thanks, Charles.